श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 7 वर्स 29 लिंक इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द सेवेंथ चैप्टर लॉर्ड कृष्णा डिक्लेयर्ड दैट अ स्ट्राइवर विथ हिज माइंड अटैच्ड टू हिम टेकिंग रेफ्यूज इन हिम एंड प्रैक्टिसिंग योगा वुड विदाउट एनी डाउट नो हिम इन फुल नाउ ही कंक्लूड्स दीज थ्री फैक्ट्स इन द नेक्स्ट टू वर्सेस जरामरण मोक्षाय मामाश्रित्य यतन्ति ये ते ब्रह्म तद्विदुः कृत्स्न मध्यात्मं कर्म चाखिलम् Those who having taken shelter in me Striving for deliverance from old age and death, know Brahma, the infinite, the individual self, and the entire field of action. Comment. Chara marana mokshaya mam ashritya yatantiye. Here, deliverance from old age and death does not mean that after knowing Brahma, the individual self and entire field of action, man will not suffer from old age and will not die. But it means that old age and death will not be able to make him sad. As in the 34th verse of the 13th chapter, in Bhuta Prakritim Moksham, the Lord says that a striver realizes that he is different from nature and its evolutes. While here he means that a striver realizes that he is different from the body and thus old age and death have no effect on him. A young man is free from old age and death only at present, but it does not mean that he has deliverance from these forever. While liberated souls are always free from these because they have separated themselves from their bodies, which suffer from old age and death. When a man identifies himself with the body, he accepts the body's old age and death as his own. This is so because he has assumed, I am the body and the body is mine. So in the 8th verse of the 13th chapter, Lord Krishna exhorts Arjuna to perceive pain and evil in birth, death, old age and disease. It means that a striver should not accept his affinity of I-ness and mindness with this body. When the affinity is renounced, he is delivered from old age and death because his attachment for the body is the cause of his birth in good and evil wombs. Gita, chapter 13, verse 21. In fact, he is separate from the body because the body decays and dies, while he lives ever. In phrase, mamashritya yatantiye, there are two aspects, to take refuge in him and to strive. If a man strives, he may feel proud of his achievement as a result of striving. But if he takes refuge in him, he may become idle and lazy and be engaged in prosperity and pleasure. Therefore, a striver should strive promptly according to the ordinance of the scriptures and give credit for success to God. So long as a man attaches importance to the body and the world, regarding these as permanent, he, in spite of striving, does not realize God. Therefore, he should not attach importance to them. He should strive to remove these two stumbling blocks, that is, attaching importance to the body and the world and accepting their independent existence. But those who taking refuge in God strive are superior because they feel that they are engaged in spiritual discipline only by God's grace. Thus, by taking refuge in Him and having no pride, they realize the full form of the Lord. Those who strive without taking refuge in Him for salvation also know him, but they do not know his entire form. As a man practices pranayama, the process of restraining breath, he achieves accomplishments, siddhis. And if he rises above these, he knows the formless God or gets established in his own self. Similarly, the Bauddhas and Jains who do not believe in God by following spiritual discipline according to their religion and by renouncing their affinity for the world attain salvation. But those who having disinclination for the world, taking refuge in God, strive by knowing the Lord in his entire form, receive divine love. To express this singularity, Lord Krishna has used the expression Mam Ashritya Yatantiye. Te Brahma Tadviduhu. Thus by striving, they attain Brahma the infinite, who is formless, without attributes, and who cannot be perceived by mind, intellect and senses. God exists in all beings because he pervades everywhere, every time, in all things and men. But he cannot be perceived because we have attached importance to the transitory and kaleidoscopic body and world and have accepted their independent existence. So ever attained God seems to be unattained. Kritsna madhyat mam viduho. The strivers know the entire individual self. In the 10th verse of the 15th chapter, Lord Krishna says, the ignorant do not perceive the soul, departing from one body and dwelling in the other. But those who possess eyes of wisdom perceive. This perception does not include knowledge of the number of beings, their activities and their fate. But they do not know that self, soul, is different from the body. Those who take refuge in him realize this reality. By taking refuge in God, when a striver breaks up his affinity for actions and things, he realizes that his self, as well as the self of all beings, is pure and detached from Prakriti. He comes to know that he can never be identified with actions and bodies, and he can never be separated from his self. This knowledge constitutes the fullest spiritual essence of the self. Karma chakhilam viduhu. The strivers know the entire field of action, that is why and how the universe is created. God has created the bodies of the people according to a class they belong to. But because of detachment, the Lord remains a non-doer and has no craving for the fruit of action. Gita, chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. Similarly, if a man performs his duty and actions without feelings of doership and without desire for the fruit of actions, he is not bound by actions. Thus, knowledge about the entire field of action is that a man has no affinity for action. He is completely detached from these. The striver who takes refuge in him with exclusive devotion does not depend on things and actions. He very well realizes that all things and actions are kaleidoscopic and perishable. No action or thing, even in Brahmaloka, the abode of Brahma, is eternal. These are subject to appearance and disappearance. So he has not the least affinity for actions. This is knowledge about the entire field of action. It means that a striver by taking refuge in God knows Brahma the infinite, the individual self and the entire field of action. That is, he realizes in the world there is nothing else besides God. Gita, chapter 7, verse 7. And all this is God. Gita, chapter 7, verse 19. Thus, he comes to know that Brahma, the individual self, the entire field of action are nothing else besides God. End of chapter 7, verse 29. For more audio, please visit www.swamiramsukhdasji.net.